And good morning, listeners, and welcome to the last edition of Monday Sports Roundup here for 2025 on 101.5 FM. Be back on the 12th of January. But let's have a look at the sports headlines. It's all about cricket. And the walls are closing in on England coach Brendan McCullum and the baseball era as Aussie players and past greats came together to celebrate Australia's Ashes win with a stirring rendition of True Blue on the Adelaide Oval yesterday. Doesn't get much better than that. So let's start with cricket. The third test in Adelaide. Well, the Aussies retained the Ashes. They defeated England by 82 runs in Adelaide. Alex Carey, player of the match. And despite a spirited effort by England, at least the game went to the fifth day, Mitchell Starc, Pat Cummins and an injured Nathan Lyons completed the task by taking three wickets each as they bowled England out for 352. Next up, Boxing Day in Melbourne. And then, of course, the Sydney Test. So what will all of that bring? Will the Aussies make it a clean sweep? What will the selectors do with both teams? Will England continue with baseball? Will the Barmy Army trumpeter need a pump-up? Or how many Richies will turn up at the SCG? But more importantly, will the Sydney Test go to the third day for the Jane McGrath Day? Let's see what happens. In the Men's Big Bash League, what a game last Friday night with 515 runs scored and the Brisbane Heat chasing down the Perth Scorchers' score of 6 for 257. Centuries to Matt Renshaw and 110 not out by Jack Wildermuth and 36 sixes in total. And Brisbane, they were even one for none after opener Colin Munro was out first ball. Next game, tomorrow night, the Heat will take on Canberra. In Canberra, the Heat will take on the Sydney Thunder. Sunshine Coast cricket, first grade in one day. Caboolture took on Maroochydore over the weekend. Caboolture all out for 178. Maroochydore 228. Glenn Badiachotto, 107, was the big scorer for Caboolture. They will resume on the 10th of January, and that includes the women who are second on the ladder. And well done to Ethan Tambo from the under-12Bs Caboolture team. He took 5 for 4 the other day, including a hat-trick. Well done. And I hope everyone enjoyed the Christmas karaoke on Saturday night. In basketball, the NBL round 13. On Friday night, Cairns defeated New Zealand Breakers. 99-95 in Cairns. Jack McVee, 47 points. Wow. On Saturday, South East Melbourne defeated the Bullets. 107-78, not a good start for interim coach Darryl McDonald for the Bullets, only won 5 from 14. And yesterday the Kings defeated Cairns. Tonight the Bullets will take on New Zealand. Christmas Eve on Wednesday, Adelaide will take on Cairns. In the Women's National Basketball League, round 10. Saturday, Townsville defeated Sydney in Sydney. Mia Sowell, 21 points, I should say. They'll take on Sydney again tomorrow, but that's in Townsville. Townsville, second on the WNBL ladder. And in football, soccer, EPL round 17, we've got Arsenal on top on the ladder, 39, Man City 37, Aston Villa 36, Chelsea Liverpool 29. And in the Men's A-League round 9, MacArthur FC defeated the Brisbane Roar 2-1 on Friday night. Matthew Dench, the goal scorer for Brisbane. Third on the ladder, they'll take on the Central Coast Mariners on Wednesday the 31st of December. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with our final segment on Monday Sports Roundup, and we're going to have a look at the main sporting highlights for 2025. All that and more, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Let's have a look at the sporting highlights from 2025, and we'll start with darts, where England's Luke the Nuke Littler became darts' youngest world champion at just 17 years of age. In tennis, well, we had Grand Slams, and we had four major slams during the year, shared between in the men's Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz, two each. And in the women's, we had four separate winners. Madison Keys in Australia at the Australian Open, Coco Gauff at the French, Iga Swiatek at Wimbledon, and Aryna Sabalenka at the US Open. And our own very Alex de Minaur, won his fourth John Newcombe medal and finished the world as world number 7. In cricket, well, Big Bash League earlier in the year, Hobart Hurricanes defeated the Sydney Thunder, and then just recently in the Women's Big Bash League, the Hobart Hurricanes defeated the Perth Scorchers, so Hobart holding both the titles. On the Sunshine Coast, in the men's first grade competition, Caboolture, they won the one-day comp. Women, A grade, they lost to Kooroy in the one-day semi, so well done to the Caboolture team there. In the World Test Cricket Final, South Africa defeated Australia at Lord's. In cycling in the Tour de France, Tadej Pogačar won his fourth Tour de France. In golf, John Rahm was the best individual at the LIV Golf. He just earned $31 million. PGA, Scottie Scheffler with six wins was the player of the year. And in the LPGA, the women's Gio Thitakul from Thailand was the player of the year. But the Aussie team of Minji Lee, Hannah Green, Stephanie Krychow and Grace Kim won the international crown. Well done. And at the Australian Open recently in Melbourne, Cameron Smith was second on minus 14. In the AFL, of course, the Brisbane Lions made it two in a row by winning the men's grand final, defeating Geelong 122-75. Will Ashcroft was the Norm Smith medalist, and the Brownlow medal, that was Matt Rale from the Gold Coast. And in the women's AFL grand final, North Melbourne defeated Brisbane 56-16, and Ash Riddell was the best and fairest in the women's competition. In the World Surf League, Aussie Molly Picklum finished first in the women's, and Jack Robinson from WA finished fifth in the men's in horse racing. Melbourne Cup, Half Year was written by Jamie Mellum. The Everest was won by Ka Ying Rising, and Harness Racing, Leap to Fame, claimed the Inter-Dominion. In the World Triathlon Championships, Queensland's Matt Halser won Australia's first men's World Triathlon Championship Series in 20 years. Well done to Matt there. In the NFL, Super Bowl 59, the Philadelphia Eagles beat Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, and Jordan Mailata became the first Australian player to play in a winning team on the NFL's Night of Nights. Let's have a look then at the Rugby League, of course. And as we know, it was a stellar year for the Brisbane Broncos, well and truly. And because they won the men's grand final, defeating Melbourne Storm 26-22, they also won the women's, defeating the Roosters 22-18. And closer to home, Sunshine Coast Rugby League, men's first grade winners were Stanley River, and in the women's, Maroochydore defeated Caboolture. And just finally, listeners, well done to all the Queensland Sport Awards that were announced last week. Queensland Athlete of the Year was Kaylee McEwen, and the junior athlete, of course, was none other than 17-year-old Gout Gout, and the Queensland Sport Team of the Year, the Brisbane Lions. So well done to all of those winners, and congratulations to everyone who participated in sport during 2025. Look forward to your company again on the 12th of January, 2026. In the meantime, have a great Christmas and enjoy the festive season.